Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
I tell you, I got my second shot on Saturday morning.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, it was good. It wasn't good yesterday, though. Good gracious. Yo.
You're down bad.
Woo! Down for the count. Down goes Reese, like down goes Frazier. I was down for the count. I was like, Reese, T, you going to be okay? Yeah, I was asking myself the question. And answer the question, talk too.
Talk to yourself.
Now, Reese, you going to be okay.
Richard T, you gonna be good? You straight? You good?
You had to hit yourself with a finger and say, you need to get yourself together.
Reese,
I was actually driving around yesterday trying to find a place to get a vaccination at or a vaccine shot at.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it for a same day. I will get my first one today, so I'm actually really excited about that.
So like I was on the wait, man. Before I went to get my second one, I rolled in. They like, you just pull up and pull in and get a shot, no problem. So, but you found a place. You good now, right?
Yeah. I found a place. Okay. I have an appointment for later today, so I'm excited about that.
Good for you. I ain't gonna lie though. You know, you're going there. I'm like, because the first one I took, the first shot in the morning, I was like, okay, cool, no problem. Just had the shoulder. No, the soreness just a little bit. Second one. I'm like, no, this thing is for real. I started Googling stuff and everything.
You're on WebMD. You're about to die.
And sometimes, you know, the internet is always is great for you, but then sometimes not. Because you start reading stuff, you start, you know, extrapolating it out to the, you know, high, you know, over
you
the top.
You think you have a rare genetic disease or something.
I started calling Eric and Bianca, well, you know, if things go down, you know, I love you.
Reese, I think you're being dramatic.
Of course he's being dramatic. Look, he talking about I'm one of the one percenters. It could be me.
It was cool. Everything, trust me, everything that other people I know who had the second shot told me was going to happen, that's exactly what happened. So I was cool. I'm cool now, but I was like, Reese, T, you good? I ain't going to lie about that. I ain't going to front. I had asked myself
they say it's the 12 hours. They say 12 hours. You'll know you've been through something.
Then they say, well, reason you go through it, that means it's working. So that's the positive side. So I'm good now. So
you're Superman now.
Superman. Woo. About 8-9 hours ago, these teams were like, I don't know.
Oh, he felt like kryptonite.
I know. Oh, man. But anyway, you guys have a good weekend. You guys do anything interesting? Anything good? DC, you do anything special? Jazz, Cade, Mac, anybody? Anything special?
I'm trying to think. I think I had a lame weekend.
If you gotta do all
I don't really
that,
remember.
No lake,
I don't remember
no
doing
lake
it.
Reading.
No lake reading. I went on a drive like I normally do. It was kind of short-lived. I had a nail in my tire. I didn't really have that, you know, well, spectacular of a weekend. It was really like a normal errands kind of weekend.
Oh, okay. DC, you were hanging out with the hammock by the water, or what's going
no,
on?
No, actually, no hammock this weekend. I was actually kind of disappointed.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We actually just had to do a lot of work at Meredith this weekend with some different sporting events. So that was my weekend.
Oh, okay.
Full of work.
That's right. Wow. Matt, what about you? Anything you want to mention on the air? I mean, I'm just...
Reese, that was...
That was shady. That was so bad. Was that bad? That was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
He'll do the same thing to me. I'm getting
that's true. That's true.
I haven't peaked. I haven't climaxed as a player.
So there's nothing specific I would like to mention on air. But yes, okay. I had a great weekend. Thank you for asking, sir. I really appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
Being interested in my weekend. It was a great weekend though. Actually, I had a good time.
Yeah. Well, I told you how my weekend was, so I'm feeling better now. But let's jump
right into it. First of all, you're not helping me because you know I don't go for another 2 weeks, so I'm like, ugh.
Okay.
I may have to take the week off. Just, you know.
Well, you know what? The thing is, I had planned for that Friday, so I couldn't get an appointment on that Friday. But I ended up getting Saturday like at 8:20 in the morning, and I was good Saturday night, whatever. But that like right around in the middle of the night to yesterday morning, I was feeling a little bit. But no, they're right. It's 12 hours. It's not a big deal, guys. Let's be clear. You'll get through it, okay?
Well, that does make me feel better because I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit scared about it.
Jay.
About being down.
Being down a couple hours, you know. And some people don't get any adverse effects from it. That one, my shoulder.
Jay, make sure your people don't call, Jay, so just in case, you know. they know what to do. They know what's going on.
But let me put it this way. You won't be doing no Papa Shop, whatever you be doing in your apartment. You won't be doing that for.
Won't be playing basketball. Okay.
Right. You won't play on basketball.
Well, you know, awesome. I can shoot with both hands, arm, like, you know.
Oh, you amphibious.
A little bit.
Ball on bone.
Whoa.
Ball
on
bone. Hey, people. I said that
he knows it. He knows it's ambidextrous. Right.
Thank you. In case somebody like he said amphibious on the. Because DC kind of late on the bone. Come on, you know you got to say that where I said.
Oh, I didn't know if I want to hit a rim shot or if I just want to go.
Oh. But you can shoot with both hands, Jay, for real? I know you're left-handed. Aren't you left-handed?
Yeah, no, I'm right-handed, but I can shoot but with both.
Jay says you're a natural baller. What's up?
Wait a minute.
You know. Wait a minute. You know.
Wait a minute, Jasmine. Wait a minute.
My basketball came back.
We was at Duke. That's why I thought you shot with your left hand.
I did, yeah. But I can also go right.
That's strong.
Dropping buckets, Matt. Baby. Dropping buckets.
No. I don't want to hype myself up like this. I'm just saying that I can actually shoot. But whether I'm a great shooter or not is to be determined. But I can shoot.
Dropping buckets, baby. I go left and right. You know what I mean? I mean, I go left and right. What's up?
Well, what is the first story of the day?
The first story of the day is Jasmine.
When that Grime kids shut Buddy Boeheim down, don't come back crying.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Grimes. Who was Grimes? Who was Grimes? Remind me of Grimes. Who was Grimes?
It was a tournament game.
I know, but
Houston and Syracuse.
Was it? Actually, he did shut him down, didn't he?
Look,
they did beat Syracuce. I thought they did.
That's how Jay know. That's how she know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. But then Grimes got shut down the next game, I think. But anyway, the first story is NBA, and you know. I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit. Have you guys been fond of Steph Curry? Seriously.
How is he this caliber of a player? I don't know. It is just amazing watching him play.
Here's my question I got, Mac. Jay Fritz. And Jasmine, she's been around a second, so we've been around a little longer. But is he the best shooter you have ever seen before in your life?
Hands down.
I'm saying he is. What do you think, Jasmine?
Well, that's like you mentioned. I mean, I wasn't around for the super like Reggie Miller, you know, right. Time. I'm saying, yeah, Steph Curry is the best shooter I've ever seen. What is he on, like 20 games of 10 threes or more?
Yeah,
I think the next one down was Clay with 5.
Yeah, watch a five game. Where you look at something, you say, this is fixed. This is fake. I mean, he plays so well. Like, I'm like, maybe they lost the rim when he shoots for some reason. Because he does things.
Isn't that why Aisha Curry tweeted? the game was rigged.
Oh, that's right. She did say that. That's right. Yeah. But Mac, have you ever seen somebody that can drop buckets from where he dropped them from? Steph Curry's only 6'2 and a half. Legit.
Open. It ain't like he's anywhere.
6'8, whatever.
Anywhere. I mean, if he has the ball, he open. I mean, he shoot. I'm telling you, as long as he's on the other side, on the other side of half court, it's a possibility he could drop. He could drop shot. I would be interested to look at the analytics on his game, on his scoring ability, to see what his real efficiency is, in shooting the basketball behind the arc. Like seriously.
Well, Well, you know, it's funny. You
like
say
99%.
That yeah, but this year he's taking more shots than he's ever had to because, you know, he plays out.
Because they suck.
Plays out.
Yeah, and he sucks.
Brother,
and he suck.
This guy stinks.
He's worse than that.
Is he the best shooter you ever seen in your lifetime? I'm just trying to take a poll. Because I think I don't see anybody shoot that way.
Honestly, yeah, he just might be. Uh-huh. Because his ability to not only catch and shoot, but also off the dribble, shoot from anywhere. I mean, Reggie Miller, I mean, Jasmine mentioned, was the best shooter I saw growing up, probably. Him and probably Ray Allen.
Range, though.
Ray Allen?
Yeah, but it's this guy is literally changing how people look at the game and how people are playing the game.
You know, I'm actually glad you brought up that point because that's kind of when I was thinking about the, you know, preparing for the show, I'm thinking about how when you watch the evolution of the game, it's kind of like he, you know, he saw where it was going and then capitalized on, especially for someone his size, in a way that many other people kind of, I guess, waited to do. And I'm not saying it like, I mean, there we've seen, you know, clips of him from a young, you know, child, you know, making those shots, you know, I guess in the, what was the Hornets Arena back in the day when Dell was there. So we've seen that, you know, he is a shooter. But I just think that there's just something when the game started to shift that he, you know, was able to recognize and then also just develop a stronger, you know, shooting, I guess, part to his game that kind of puts him ahead of everyone else almost.
I mean, think about it. He's elevated. Well, not even elevated. He's given hope to a lot of people who probably would have thought they probably couldn't be a great player or NBA player because, again, he didn't fit the mold of an NBA player. I mean, he's gotten bigger, but he's still not a really big guy, but he was really small and fragile and frail, if you will, growing up. I mean, you see those – when he was at Davidson, he was a small kid. Can I tell a story right quick? But when I this is not really a flex. When I worked for IBM, I was one of the original season ticket holders for the Charlotte Hornets. Me and about five other guys, we used to rotate the tickets, and we sat in session 103 B1 B2. B1 B2 were the session where all of the players' family sat there too. I don't know how we got that. I maybe negotiated, but we was right there. B1 B2, and the seats next to our seats were Sonya Curry and another seat. And I remember Sonya Curry holding Steph in her lap as a baby. Me.
Aww.
Watch that. Being flex ODs, flex ODs. Seriously. Because I was trying to figure out was it Steph or Steph or not. It was Steph during that time frame. But yeah. So I saw this great, probably one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen in the NBA where he's like 6 months old, which is crazy.
Well, you know, Reese, I've heard stories of you and how you shoot the ball. Maybe you rubbed off on him some, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was gonna mention that. They should bring that up, Jazz, you got people. I got people who don't know me walking to me talking about my jump. J-Mac got people thinking like I don't never pass the ball. It's like, I mean, you know.
Hold on. Janet, wait a minute. Let me see how DC said. Tell me where the DC? Where's the lie? Tell me where the lie is. What'd you say?
Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
Tell me I'm wrong. There you go.
You got Johnny Newman texting me and talking about, yo, man, what's up, man? You never pass the ball. I like K-Man talking all that junk. What the, K-Man, you got people thinking that I never pass the ball.
Right or wrong, we were in Atlanta, Georgia, in some event, and Reese says, ask him. He know. I don't even know the guy's name. He know, ask him. And I walked up, we start talking to him, and we start, you know, reminiscing. We start talking about the old IBM days, and they all buddy and pal. He said, yeah, man, we used to ball back in the day. I said, let me ask you a question, man. I said, how many times Reese ever passed you ball? He said, man, you know Reese don't pass. I said, there it is.
That was
a lot more open than when you first get the ball.
There it is. Confirmation, thank you. But that wasn't a confirmation he wanted me to get. He wanted me to get confirmation how he could shoot, how he could ball.
Yeah,
I just went right over all of that. I just asked the guy that Reese ever passed you the ball. He said, oh, no. Because once he tells me that, I know they played together. I know Reese can shoot. I mean, so that answers all of the questions. So I don't need to go through all that. I just need to ask, does Reese pass the ball?
Nope. Oh, my God.
One person did tell me you passed the ball. Ooh, nice job, Jack. One person did tell me, though, and I don't trust them because I don't think they played with you.
Well, I shot a lot, but nobody shot as efficient and as unbelievable as Steph Curry. So, I mean, last 20 games, Steph Curry, 20 games, making 10 three-point shots. Mm. So, how much is he averaging this year in the NBA? Anybody knows? I mean, if you think about the last 20 games, he's made, I mean, he got at least 30 points.
Yeah, he's averaging 31.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I just think sometimes we kind of lose sight of how special certain people are. This guy, he's special. And a lot of times, we came back in our hour. Anybody that's played ball, you're like, no, he can't be that good. No, he's that good. I mean, it just things they had Clay.
It's the range, seriously.
His range, yeah. Sometimes he shot a three-pointer yesterday with his left hand, and he was fouled. He go up for a shot. They foul him. He pushes in the left hand, throws it up from three-point range, which is NBA. That's a long shot, and it goes in. I used to say they faking, man. This is all fake stuff. But no, he's just a special.
And so is he a Hall of Famer, though? Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yes, first ballot. And this Hall of Fame talk, some people almost came to blows the other day. We was talking about this Hall of Fame is a touchy subject. And we're going to get into that. But I tell you, one of the reasons Steph Curry is a Hall of Famer, maybe three reasons, actually, and the reason he's playing well is that he's drinking that Pepsi Zero Sugar, Jay. He's also rocking with it. That Mountain Dew Zero Sugar came back as well. And DC, he has the official sports apparel, the sports shop on, which is Under Armour. Keeps you right and keeps him tight all night, even over the weekend. It really does.
Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Call the Park, Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
Touch it, touch it, touch it on this hump day.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I'm not sure you guys saw the NBA game between New Orleans and who did New Orleans play yesterday?
The Knicks.
The Knicks. Great. I mean, the Knicks fans of basketball, by the way. Probably some of the best basketball I've seen them play in a while. Did any of you guys see
the
end of
Knicks.
That game?
They're the Knicks, Reese.
Not like the bar was set super high.
They're the Knicks. Stop.
Well, I mean, not to think they have won the championship since 1970 or something, but outside of that, I mean, I think they're coming back. I think they're playing the best. They're probably playing
on a six-game winning streak.
There you go. But I got to tell this quick story. So we know Eric Bledsoe plays for New Orleans, point guard, right? Who had a good game? Eric Bledsoe went to University of Kentucky. And prior to going to University of Kentucky, they had some issues with his grades.
Okay. Didn't exist.
Well, it was a situation where all of a sudden some grades just weren't showing them on the transcript. So they went to the Board of Education. And told him to decide on whether or not, he can go to Kentucky or whatever. Of course, the Board of Education said, well, all of a sudden these grades, they start finding these transcripts and finding these grades. So there's always been some type of little cloud over Eric Bledsoe in terms of, not saying he's a rocket scientist. I'm not saying he's not, but people just trying to understand his academic, his ability to learn stuff. Why am I saying all this? Well, at the end of the game the other day, yesterday, I'm not sure you saw it in the game. I saw this live, and I thought it was interesting. So, Eric Bledsoe, who's having a great game coming down, the game is tied up. Keep in mind, the game is tied up. Eric Bledsoe had a chance to win the game at the end, and he went to the corner and shot the jump shot, and one of the Knicks players defended him to the point where he missed the shot, and the whole bench from the Knicks bench, they took off and ran towards the locker room to congratulate the guy who blocked the shot. Unbeknownst to Eric Bledsoe, apparently he forgot that the game was tied. He was still taking off his jersey. He was running to the locker room, too. He thought the game was over. And the look on his face, I'm like, damn, Eric, you shoot the ball to win the game at the end. The look on his face, like, he had to talk. One of the Knicks guys like, man, where you going? The game not over. And he was so embarrassed. So it's out there on video. I guess you had to see it. It was fun as hell to me. I guess you had to see it live, but it was funny.
Here's a question. Here's a question.
Really. Yeah. What's that? What's that?
So, in a deeper context,
yes,
of what transpired. Let's make sure we understand.
Oh, you gonna drill down some more? Okay, let's drill down some more.
So, how much of the damn game were you actually invested in? Were you out there just drilling around, just shooting?
Didn't they draw up the last play for him?
Right.
Yes. That's my point. Yes. Well, hold up. He misses the shot, and he rushes up.
How much of the game were you actually paying attention to? You know what I mean? So it's really one of those where the teacher calls on you, and you feel like you've been paying attention the whole time, and you sitting there with your little glasses on with the microphone or your speaker, you've been listening to music the whole damn time.
No one came back. That's the exact thought I had in my mind. I said, these people, they just out there just running around. They don't understand the gravity of the situation. What is he thinking about?
Time and space, people. Time and space. Where are you? What are you doing right now? Where are you?
I'm going to find that video. We're going to put it up on Sports Shop 1. I'm telling you, I saw that. I said, he thought he had one. I'm like, wait a minute, Eric, why would you be taking the last shot? If you guys are already up, I mean, why are they going to draw so much special for you?
Jasmine asked the million-dollar question, Reef.
What's that?
I'm sitting here drawing this damn play up for your ass. And basically, you just slapped the clipboard out of my hand and just said, man, y'all just pass me ball, bro. But you don't know how many seconds on the clock. You don't know nothing. You don't know what the score is. You don't know nothing other than I'm going to shoot.
I want to do those guys even seriously. It is some people like that, and I will argue that. Yes. They're out there running around. They're out there just whatever.
Not once you told me I'm going to take the shot, what do I need? What? Okay, you told me I'm going to take the shot. Why in the hell I need to know what everybody else is going to do? Huh?
Then when the Knicks started running to the locker room, he started running too. That's the crazy part to me. Let's listen to his coach, Stan Van Gundy, talking about the end of the game. Let's take a listen right quick.
Tonight's as frustrated as I've been because tonight's simple.
You should be.
Nobody had to make a play. You know, you didn't have to make a play, make a shot, make a pass. You didn't have to do anything.
And you
just had to do what the hell you were supposed to do.
Uh-oh.
I think some of it is you know, young guys, not a lot of experience going down the stretch. But like I said, today... simple. High school guys could have executed down the stretch.
Ooh.
The 7.8 seconds, high school guys could have done what they were supposed to do. Mm-mm.
Wow. No. He wanted to say something else.
That's because, listen to me. There is no way you could tell me he was paying attention to what the hell that man was saying. If
right.
What we watched happened and what this coach just said happened. Because now he just gave us the answer to the quiz right there, Rick. I mean, Jasmine said it before, but he just gave us the answer to the quiz. I sit over here and dribble a play for you, and then none of y'all listen to what the hell I was asking you to do. This one here runs off the damn court. He don't even know what the score is.
He don't know. It was like a JR moment. Seriously. It really was. He had no idea what the score was.
Reese, he drew the play up for him.
I know.
God.
That's the sad part. Man, anyway, I got to find it. But anyway, like I just tweeted it out
from the Sports Shop account.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. If you guys have not seen it, just go to the Sports Shop 1.
And you'll listen to what the coach said after. Well, that'll tell you all you need to know.
I try to give you a little background context. So I'm not saying he's not smart, but you know maybe he wasn't just paying attention. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Absolutely, he wasn't paying attention. But and what's frustrating is he wasn't the only one. According to this coach, didn't nobody pay attention.
You know, Van Gundy want to say some other words. He called himself at the end. He's going to go start cussing straight out. Not curse, but cuss. It is a difference, by the way.
Yeah, he should let the Sports Shop do it, because I'd be like, this, yeah. I know damn well. Because nobody can read the play. Nobody knew. Nobody knows. What do you do when you work with somebody like that? What do you do, Jazz, when you work with somebody like that?
Just keep it moving.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pray.
Right.
He was like, man, you didn't pay attention to nothing that man was asking us to do. Let me see him do it all over again.
he just going through the motions. I do want to pivot real quickly, though. You know, in next week, finally, we're going to have an NFL draft. Seems like it's been out. We've been waiting for a whole year. We've been waiting 2 years. And whoa, the draft is finally here next week.
That's good, Reese. That's good. Like that. I like that one.
Reese's old sound machine over here. Reese throwing his own sound bites in the bit. Put that in the rundown, Reese.
We just got done talking about people not doing their job. Reese said, I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
That's exactly right. DC.
No shade, DC. No what? Shade, DC.
Dennis Bledsoe.
Wow. Okay.
He just spent 30 minutes writing at this damn bit. And DC just go right over the bit.
Okay. Anyway, right. Let's pivot quickly. Trevor Lawrence came out last week and made some statements that a lot of people were somewhat confused about. I mean, or saying that, you know, he didn't have his heart in it. Because he figured that, you know, football, that's more to life than football, even though he's gonna be the best football player he could be, pretty much. So a lot of people say this didn't feel like he was committed. You know, they need to hear more from Trevor Lawrence. You know, that's what he was saying. So apparently, apparently came out and tried to make it right, I guess. Came out and kind of responded to that and really said, no, he's committed. Can't wait to get in the game, but he tweeted something out. When was this? Yesterday, DC. When was this tweet they tweeted out?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, Jazz.
It was yesterday. Well, he got married. You know, so
over the weekend. Yeah.
So I guess Jag fans made some donations and wedding gifts and stuff. And so Trevor Lawrence tweeted out, thank you at Jaguars fans. We really appreciate the wedding gifts and donations for charities of our choice. In addition to the donations, Marissa and I, his new wife, will also be donating $20,000 to charities in Jacksonville. Thanks again. We hope to be part of your community soon. So he's just making his way on in comfortably into Jacksonville without even really knowing if he's going to go there. Now, we all know that he is, you know, projected number one. We know this without it actually happening. But some people, football fans, are not really liking how confident he is that he will be the number one draft pick in this year's NFL draft. Is it arrogance to just assume? Yeah, or should you be humble and just, you know, understand that anything can happen and that you don't get this to say that you're number one. Someone has to pick you and you should wait for that opportunity.
Yeah, you're getting over the skis a little bit there, you ask me. Because you know,
and that's what it seems operate. Like to me. And this yeah. this seems like a genuine tweet, but it does seem like maybe you should hold back a little bit, wait for the draft and introduce yourself to your new, you know, fan family then, not a second before, because now it just makes you come off like, you know, you coming into this league as a rookie, but you run the joint. That's kind of how it seems like you see yourself. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with having confidence in your ability, but I just think this kind of is a bit too much.
If you take his comments the other day about, you know, not really caring about what other people think, all, you know, all these other things. It's like, okay, that's cool. So now you take these comments, this behavior, this thing. Be careful, because you don't have Dabo Sweeney running interference for you anymore.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're about to walk into a room of grown men that's been playing football for a long time, that's been working very hard to get the shot that they got. Be careful not to come in and operate from a place of privilege and expect to be given all of this air cover by your head football coach just because you know God or you a Christian or whatever y'all doing down there. Whatever y'all doing down there in Christian.
Wait a minute.
Bible study and a massage.
Yeah, all of that. Right. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
They know what they said they do.
Yeah, oh my God,
exactly. That was funny.
So be careful. you know, when you go in there and, you know, what you're doing, how you are perceived, there is a difference between leading a bunch of college players with your head coach standing behind you saying, y'all better not say nothing either. Do what he tell you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or walking into a room full of grown men that make a lot of money. And ain't nobody standing behind you talking about, yeah, do what he says. I'm telling you, it's different. And you operate from a place of privilege, and I don't care what he says. And it's starting to be shown and displayed everywhere in everything that he does. And that is not going to go well in that locker room. So y'all get mad at me. Y'all can tweet at me and talk about K-Mac and this. K-Mac. I don't give a damn. He operating from a place of privilege. And all of this stuff that went to his head, pretty boy, baby Jesus and all that, I'm telling you, yeah, it's going to be different when you walk into that room.
And I just want to compare to, what was it, 2018 when Zion was drafted, or 2019, excuse me, when Zion was drafted. He was clearly the number one guy before that draft, but we never heard from him in that kind of, this is where I'm, he was always like, I'm very happy with whoever drafts me, very humble about making it to the next league. And so just, or the next step. And then just to have them in comparison, you kind of, one just kind of rubs you off a little bit.
Oh yeah. Let me tell you, reference the QB1 show with Kurt Herbstreit, and that he was on over the weekend. I watched that.
Oh yeah. Did y'all catch that?
I caught it. Yeah.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with everything K-Mac just said, because it's mm-hmm. interesting when you hear the guy's response. And to your point, you got guys with baby seats in the back, you know, playing for Jacksonville. They got family. They got mortgages. Trevor got it. This is not Clemson. This is not Death Valley or whatever they call Clemson. This is going to be totally different. Now, I don't wish anything bad on them, but I'm with Mac on this one. Yeah, Dabo and Coach McCorvey, all of them, they ain't walking through that door. So he got to be a grown man. So we'll see. But to Jasper's point, I think he's jumping the gun here a little too much and over his keys. But we'll find out.
I wonder if Lamar Jackson was getting married before the week before the draft, would they be buying he and his fiance gifts and welcome to the community, all this other stuff? I wonder what they be doing all that. Oh, that's right.
That would be no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We already know the answer.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good. Y'all do what you got. Y'all do what y'all do. Just know I'll be here saying,
I know. Let's go.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Yeah, we like I said, we are. It's an interesting times here, in this country, particularly after the bad drop of what happened last year with George Floyd. That's a decision that's going to be made sometime this week, we think, along with Derek Chauvin, who is on trial for the murder, if you will, George Floyd. The NBA has instructed teams to be vigilant about the impact of a potential verdict this week in a Derek Chauvin trial for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. If you remember, final arguments are expected today in this case against Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who faces charges of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in Floyd's death after he held his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes back in almost a year, May 2020. Chauvin is pleaded not guilty. The Timberwolves and the Brooklyn Nets post-storm a game last week after the police shooting of Dante Wright, which is ridiculous as well. So anyway, just teeing this up a little bit. I think it makes sense for the NBA to kind of warn teams about being ready for this decision. Jazz, wouldn't you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think this is a good and very smart move to try and manage a situation that could go a number of different ways. Like you mentioned, last summer, we saw an abrupt stop, and it started to turn into a larger conversation of kind of having everyone on one accord when it comes to whether they're going to postpone or boycott a game or for whatever reason. I just think that this is a good move to kind of keep the league and everybody involved on the same page. And I think that'll have – just greater impact, but it'll also kind of manage as the league moves into playoff season and things like that. It'll help manage just like the overall flow of the rest of the remainder of the season.
Yeah, kind of prevent some pushback. Matt, he's up for, he's facing charges of second degree murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. So I guess I'm trying to, the other thing I'm interested and curious about and get your opinion. So does he need to be found guilty on all these charges that will have people, not protest? Or, I mean, I guess, is that going to be a situation where it won't be a protest? I guess this is my question.
I think who knows? Because some of the people that are protesting, I'm not completely sold on all of them being authentic, you know, protesters. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal opinion. But
well, we saw that last year with some fakes out there causing trouble.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like some of y'all just out here just acting foolish. But I think as long as there's jail time and he's punished, you know, for what he's done, I think for the most part, there should be no unrest. There should be no problem. But to come back on none of them, that's going to be a problem.
Oh, no. That would be, no.
That's going to be
a problem. I can tell you right now.
That's going to be a problem.
I personally may be out there with him on that one. I mean, to come back without any, no. Well, you know what? I don't know. No, this is, you never know in how things shake out, but I would anticipate the fact that they're going to come back with something. And I was just thinking last night, yesterday, and I said, well, what would make people not protest? Is he being found guilty of all three charges? Or, I'm just curious what you guys thought about that, because I don't know the answer to that personally. I think
it's a collective feeling of of justice, even though it's not true justice. But if there's a collective sense of justice that's being, you know, served in this case, I think that's going to have a lot of people kind of at ease and at least kind of putting some sort of trust into the legal system. And that might prevent, you know, the riots and, you know, protesting and all of the things that come with public outcry.
Yeah. Not to mention that they're having Dante's Wright's funeral this week too, on the backdrop of all this.
Right.
So I mean, like in the same place. I mean, like in the same area. So
yeah,
I'm thinking like, wow. So I think that the level of sensitivity goes up as well regarding that. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be something that we're gonna watch, and we should. Go ahead, Mac.
No, man, you're right. We definitely should watch out for it. We definitely should, you know, pay attention to it. But I just wish it was a way to just weed out and get rid of people that just bad actors just out there just, you know, just muddying the waters and not being out there.
Right.
I just wish a way to get rid of those individuals. I just really do.
Mm. Yeah, because some people out there not even really don't even care about the vertigo. They just want to cause trouble. Right. Or just hide in a situation to the point where it just becomes uncontrollable, and that's not a good look either for a lot of people.
I also think that even aside from what the public will do in Minnesota, I do think the NBA in telling their teams to be prepared for, you know, an outcome, I think it also gives the teams an opportunity to kind of make some sort of, and I don't mean like statement in a broad sense, but if they wanted to do something, it gives them time to kind of talk about what they want to do in terms of showing support for what they believe in and that kind of thing. So aside from, you know, protesting and things like that, I just think it gives the teams an opportunity to kind of talk about how they want to make an impact or a difference, especially regarding something that they have clearly, you know, put at the top of a conversation.
I agree. I always said, I mean, when it comes to things like this, the NBA, really, they're leaders in this area and how they handle things. I think unlike the NFL, they still lack in a lot of areas regarding stuff like this, but that's where I am. Hey, we got a couple minutes left. I do want to get to this story real quickly. Me and DC was kind of figuring out what he was talking about, a poll. He's going to post sometime next hour. So, but and we always debate certain things about, you know, Jordan versus LeBron or whatever. But apparently Bontemps and Brian Windhorst, they got into a little debate over whether or not LeBron is the MVP. And let's listen to some of this debate right quick. Let's take a listen.
The race was tied 2 months ago between these three guys.
LeBron had a significant advantage.
No, he didn't. He had these small – okay. You can make up facts now and yell like people on Twitter, like you were talking about earlier.
Well, it's one thing to say a guy misses – it's one thing to say, well, a guy misses 7 weeks because of an injury. Yes, that's
– You're gonna listen. You just said LeBron has a significant lead. That is a lie.
Well,
LeBron had the closest advantage of anyone. Brian.
Tim, I don't give a flying bleep about the total points. I know that you put the total points in there and that matters to you. The only thing that matters to me is first place votes. How many first place votes did LeBron have?
I will look it up now. I'm not even going to bother looking it up. He was barely ahead.
There's no way that's true. He had like way more first place votes.
All of this just so we can say he's the GOAT. Shame on all of you. You arguing over a man that ain't even playing, Reed. What y'all doing? What y'all doing, man?
But you know what's funny? LeBron kind of brings that out of people. It's like, you know, people, you ride a hard with him or you don't. And he brings that, huh?
Ain't fighting over a woman that dates somebody else.
I know, but you got to understand that this woman is the reason why Brian Windhorst is on ESPN. No, seriously. He followed LeBron when he's in high school. LeBron made him. So you know he's going to ride hard with LeBron.
He mad.
I mean, he almost cussed for real.
He is hot.
He said, I don't give a flying bleep.
Okay. I got to hear this one. We got to hear this other one where Bontemps calls out Brian Windhorst some names. Let's take a listen.
LeBron, that is LeBron winning by a large margin. Okay? So LeBron was way ahead. So it was not a three-way race.
Okay. I mean, you can make up the damn rules to the poll if you want. You want to do the poll in the future?
No, I don't. I'm glad that you do it.
Okay, well, then maybe you should actually listen to people because you are being a jack.
I am listening to it. I am listening. I'm listening to my
you're
fellow media brethren.
No,
yes,
not.
I am listening.
Brian?
My fellow media brethren has made it very...
See? Man, he is invested. Man, he is invested in this thing here, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This is all on the Brian Windhorst podcast.
Windhorst podcast, right. Exactly. It's his damn podcast.
But man, he came on his show and started a fight.
We woke up and chose violence.
And it's all about, here's the part about it. All this is I'm sitting around. LeBron James being MVP. Are you kidding me?
He's not even playing. LeBron James is not even playing.
How about
he not play this season? He might not even come back.
I mean,
y'all fighting over a guy. This is ridiculous. I don't understand.
I feel it's for the clicks, the ratings, and all of that, and the downloads. It has to. Gotta be.
Because... I mean, my man Brian Winters, he's all in though. Because again, like I said, he's popular because of LeBron, so he gonna ride that train. Trust me on that one. Anyway, as we hope you ride a train each and every weekday right here at the Sports Shop from 7 to 10 a.m. You got D.R. Reese.
Download our podcast.
There you go. Yeah, we talk Blink just like that too. Anyway,
it's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
D.R. Reese thought he was a goner this weekend.
You're right.
Just merely 12 hours ago.
He saw the light.
It threw it up. Like a soldier.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, baby.
Brought that light to its knees.
I know.
Like an earthquake.
Or he just used the light switch on the wall. Either way. He stood in the face of adversity. And he said, COVID, be still.
That's so stupid.
This too shall pass. Oh, yes, it will. 8 to 12 hours, they say. That's what it said right there on the back of the pack. Anyway, That's what they say right there on the back of the pack. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop. But you can keep Tennessee Whiskey playing, man. It's all good. I ain't mad at it.
Thinking of just how Reese stood next to the River of Truth.
Yeah, I saw
I shall not be moved.
You said that somewhere the weekend you posted that somewhere. I saw that.
Oh, my goodness. Get your shots, people. Yeah. Do what you got to do. Yeah. If nothing else, it makes you feel just a little more, a little less apprehensive.
There you go.
Takes a little anxiety off. Takes a little of the pressure off. It does wonders for you, trust me. You know, today is Monday. Good look, bad look Monday. And as always on Monday, we got a lot of things we talk about. A couple of things we discuss. But I'm going to start with the poll question for today because we just learned in the last hour, a poll question can get your ass in trouble.
It's okay.
It can make somebody say, well, you do the damn poll then next time. If you don't, if you know so much, you do the damn poll.
True story.
True story. I said, wow. I said, that sounds like the Sports Show. What the hell? I said, somebody done tapped into the Sports Show. So I'm gonna try not to get in trouble and say, what do we have for our poll question today, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
At Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter is where you can find it. The poll is, which is better breakfast? We are accepting write-in votes. Write-in votes are welcome. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, or Burger King? Right now, 55% of the voters are choosing Chick-fil-A. 33% are going with McDonald's. Wendy's and Burger King do have some votes, but we also have several write-ins. We have a couple write-ins for Biscuitville. We have a couple write-ins as well for Bojangles. Even a write-in vote for Hardee's breakfast as well.
Hardee's?
Who? Mm-hmm. Who?
Hardee's?
Who? What? Okay. If you listening, Hardee's, if you are anywhere in the sound of my voice, I ain't never had a damn breakfast sandwich from you in my life. So listen, before I go out on this limb and say I don't know what you serve for breakfast or why anybody would even remotely write that in, holler at your boy. Send me something.
Let me sample first.
Exactly. Let me sample a little something. Cause out, look, man, Bojangles and I, we done.
Why? Bojangles, why?
I'm done with Bojangles.
Man, Bojangles. Yeah, man.
Man, they done started putting, taking a cinnamon roll, slicing it in half, putting a damn sausage biscuit in it, and some, come on now.
Oh, yeah. That's,
we've gone too far,
I'm not feeling that one either. Now, if that's the case, then that's a flag on the play right there. That's a violation. You can't do that.
See, Dennis, you should have put up who got the weakest breakfast.
Oh.
Who got the weak breakfast of the day? Mm. You know, the parfaits and the granolas and all of that.
So
you just want bacon, egg, cheese, biscuit. That's all you need, right?
So do you see my boy MC Pringley said, Sunrise Biscuits. Where is that at? Sunrise Biscuits.
Sunrise.
Ooh, I think that's the spot. Sunrise Biscuit.
Or Rise Biscuit. No?
Or is it Rise or Sunrise?
Well, there is a Sunrise Biscuit kitchen out in, there's one out in Chapel Hill, and I think there's maybe one in Henderson.
He went to school in Chapel Hill, so maybe that's what he's talking about. Okay.
But there is Rise Chicken and Biscuits. There is Rise Biscuits and Donuts, and Rise is pretty awesome.
Rise, they have one in Briar Creek, I think.
There's one out in Briar Creek. I know there's one in Village District. There are a few around. There's one downtown Durham.
Okay.
But you ever had Rise before?
I have. Vaguely remember the one in Briar Creek. I went in there once. Not sure. I was pleased with my experience. But holler at your boy. I'm willing to do things again. Holler at your man. I'm your man. You know what I mean? I mean.
Came back willing to run it back.
Exactly. I'm willing to run that thing back. I mean, come on now. But maybe people, one more shot.
First dates aren't always great. Doesn't mean we can't go on a second.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. I said that three times already.
In 1 week. But anyway, so people get real sensitive about these votes, though. Cause, I mean, my man Scotty P came in and said, you know, all these bitch warmers behind Hardee's biscuits. Now, Biscuitville is the one I got to go check out. I only had Biscuitville one time, Matt.
Ooh. See, Biscuitville, now I know, guys, people that are listening, you can get in your feelings all you want to. We're going to talk about breakfast for a minute, so just chill. All
right? Right.
So listen, Biscuitville, they are like they pimped the game to a whole nother level. They put a person at the front door behind plexiglass making the biscuit right there in front of you.
I know, teasing you.
From scratch.
Teasing you.
Oh, kind of like when you see at Krispy Kreme, you see all like the big line of donuts all flowing through.
Oh my God.
Okay, I get it.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. You're changing the game. I mean, you sitting there, I'll never forget. I'm sitting there one time, I'm watching, and this I heard this lady next to me say, "Oh, that's how you make biscuits." I said, "Ooh, Lord, whoever married you." I said, "God, I said, you ain't gotta be a master maker. At least you know how the process works." Really? That's like Reese don't know where baby back ribs come from.
Oh my God, that's another topic. We're not gonna get on that. I thought about that the other day, but that's another time.
Well, I tell you what, they have a nice little section at the meat department in Wegmans, and the guy be more than happy.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Breaking news. So when did you go to Wegmans? Okay, so you hang out at Wegmans now.
Really? That's what we do.
That's my spot.
don't take his grocery store.
That's right. But see, I can't have a damn thing by myself. Everybody won't do it. It was just me in there. You know how we get one show up, the next day is the whole community.
Come on, came back the other day. I was like, I want a sandwich. I can't go to Wegmans. Like,
yeah.
Even though it's right around the corner from where I am right now.
It really is right around the corner where you are.
Hey, look, DC. You know, I was in the market for some new produce, and I see how his produce has been looking. So I said, maybe I should go shop at Wegmans.
I respect that.
See, anyway.
Anyway, man.
Yeah, I'm not talking about celery, by the way. Anyway, okay. We got a lot of things
talking
about.
Basketball came back?
Today I am, as far as you're concerned. Good look, bad look Monday. We got a lot of good things to talk about. Any real bad looks you guys could think about over the weekend? Anything happen? Other than...
Oh, man.
I don't know. Bledsoe being an idiot.
Well, you know what? That's another thing. And it's always, you know, I'm always conspiracy thinking a lot.
Conspiracy? But, okay, wait.
Think
wait
about this though. So KD, he comes in the game the other day, plays 4 minutes. All of a sudden, he got a thigh contusion. And I'm thinking like,
wait a minute, what's
I'm
that?
I'm thinking like,
somebody hit you in the back.
Some hitching to die. So I'm thinking like KD didn't really want to play that game. He just had to start for a lot of reasons. It's a national televised game, whatever. And all of a sudden, he got a something wrong with his thigh. That's an easy one. That's an easy one to come back. No, you can come back off. You can come back off that in this game. It ain't like you had a hamstring where people are like, well, how can he come back off a hamstring? But a thigh contusion, you can just come back off of that. I mean, 4 minutes until the game came back. Now he did have 8 points. He went 4 for 4, but then he went out of the game. They was done. So I'm thinking he didn't want to play.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
In the spirit of having harmony around around polls and those individuals that are responsible for putting up polls, I would like to ask you respectfully, Dennis, if you can give us some insight on the poll and the results that we've had so far, sir.
Kiss my ass.
Great response, by the way.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Which is better breakfast? Write-in votes are welcomed. Yeah, which has better breakfast? At Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King. Right now, Chick-fil-A, 55% of the vote. Mm-hmm. McDonald's with 36%. A few votes for Wendy's, a couple votes out there for Burger King as well, but... We got people out there saying Bojangles, Biscuitville, a couple people writing in for Hardee's. So a few different spots.
Nobody putting in Dame Chicken and Waffle? Do anybody listen to the damn show?
Well, okay. They don't open up to 11 o'clock, so that's still considered breakfast?
Yeah.
Mac.
They don't really do breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think when you said breakfast.
So because they got eggs and waffles on the menu, stuff like that, and grits, they don't. Okay, all right, I get it.
We can just separate it like that, I guess, if you wanted to. Okay. I like Dame's chicken and waffles. Of course, I do.
You like? I mean, of course we do.
Yeah.
Of course, I like Dame's chicken, and I encourage all of you to partake. Trust me, you will enjoy the experience. So what's considered breakfast, by the way, just so I'm clear, like, does it have to be something very specific? Like, can I have, like, if I have a nice, you know, ribeye with eggs, is that breakfast? If I have a nice quarter pound burger and put a fried egg on top, is that breakfast? I mean, I'm just saying, look, man, I ain't trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to figure.
That's a heart attack. Let me say this, though. You know, sometimes I get set in my own ways. I will say this, though.
No, you got to be kidding me. What? You almost made me cook.
No, hold on.
You almost made me cook.
No. Don't believe this. You're going to have to confirm that.
We got a second source. Oh, we got
hit
jokes.
Him.
Oh, we got
hit him. Hit him with it, D. Hit him with it, D. We got jokes, son.
You got jokes now. No, serious though. You know, what really ticks me off when I see people, and it's just me, I don't know. Like, if it's after 12 o'clock, people eating breakfast, like eggs and bacon, I used to go to lunch with some people when I worked at IBM. Like, we had lunch around 12:30. They ordering eggs and bacon. I like that didn't move me at all. That really offended me personally.
Why are you calling me out, Reese?
Oh, my bad, man. If the shoe fit, I'm just saying. That bothers me, Mac. I'm disturbed by that.
Got to take somebody out.
You're so damn testy as a shame. Why is where you go to work?
That's a true story. I don't like that.
Dennis, can you just picture Reese getting seated at the restaurant, walking by somebody, looking at them, look at them. Look at them.
Y'all going to make me cuss.
Can you seat me on the other side, please? I just cannot look at this. This is ridiculous. Unrefined, uncooked.
Right. Eggs and grease. Put the low class in here. And it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon? No, I don't know. No way. That kills me. I'm just saying.
So that's why you don't like Bojangles? Because they serve all day.
But you know what? I be thinking about that sometimes too. Like, you know, when McDonald's went there all day breakfast. Anyway, that's another time, another topic. But I just had to put that out there. I just want to let you know that.
Let's see. Reese don't like.
I feel attacked.
Reese don't like sprinkles on his donut. He thinks that's an abomination.
That funny business.
The funny business.
DC said
a
video.
And by the way, DC, you know, Reese and I, we've been hanging out a long time together. about a decade or with a half or more.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of breakfasts together, a lot of places, a lot of different locations on site working. And I'm one of those individuals that sometimes I have a little breakfast with my lunch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's been looking across the table at me saying, this low-class individual.
He's been judging you for years.
He's been judging me for years. I finally realize. You've been judging me for years. And here I'm thinking you were supportive when I ordered Bloody Mary. You know what? It's okay. I was going
to save it for the book, but I had to let it come out.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.